Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. A heads up for PATH train riders, no PATH service this weekend between Journal Square and Newark. That's for track repairs and marks the first of 6 weekends of no trains through November. The MTA now detailing their contingency plan should there be a Long Island Railroad strike starting next Thursday. Let's get details from our Amanda Alexander.
Yeah, good morning, Susan. If that happens, shuttle buses, the way to go. Now, the MTA says they'll have them every 10 minutes at 3 LIRR stations, but only during weekday rush hour. Here's where: at Belmore to Howard Beach, JFK Airport, A Train Station, and Hicksville and Ronkonkoma stations to the 7 at Metz Willits Point. Now, as you can imagine, this could be a major inconvenience, not to a few thousand riders. We're talking nearly 300,000. I caught up with Mel here at Penn Station bright and early this morning. He says he wouldn't rely on those buses.
I have to take the subways. I haven't did that in a year or two, so it's going to be a little stressful.
Yeah, stressful, the right word, especially for folks that rely on this every single day. I mean, the LIRR is the nation's largest rail system, but the MTA urging folks to work from home, but it's not realistic for everyone.
I work for the mailing company. They open 7 days a week, 24/7. No, I gotta go.
Gotta go into work.
And LIRR President Rob Free says this strike, it's not ideal for more reasons than the obvious.
This will not only impact Long Island Railroad riders, but the region as a whole in terms of traffic, economic activity, and quality of life. I am hopeful that we can get everyone back to the table and avoid a strike.
Problem here is LIRR workers say their raises just aren't keeping up with inflation. So let's see if they come to an agreement by 12:01 a.m. on Thursday. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Penn Station.
A former Suffolk police officer among three people expected to plead guilty to running a prostitution ring on Long Island. Prosecutors say 56-year-old George Trimagliozzi was the ringleader, and that he, 60-year-old Frank Saggio, and 32-year-old Dana Cardullo ran brothels in Holbrook and West Babylon. Newsday says they'll all be in court today in Riverhead, and that Trimagliozzi's plea will also cover a second indictment in which he was charged with raping women he met through online dating services. A 9/11 responder suffering from serious health issues from the toxic dust at Ground Zero says he's being denied expanded FDNY pension benefits because he's not sick enough.
Bruce Hydock is approaching 55 with two cancers, lung disease, sleep apnea, and more.
My lungs are getting worse by the year.
The former FDNY EMS captain who was at Ground Zero doesn't know how much time he has left, and now he's in a different kind of fight.
It's disgusting that they make us who are here with uncertain amount of time left go through all this.
Bruce is talking about the New York City Employee Retirement System, the agency that gives him his pension. and denied him a 9/11 disability pension.
There's a law on the books that says anybody who has a certified 9/11 ailment is entitled to a 9/11 disability pension.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In a statement, the NYC Employment Retirement System told 1010 Winds they are following the law. Well, he said multiple times, even live here on 1010 Winds, that he's not dropping out of the mayoral race, but now comes word that Mayor Adams is at least thinking about it. It was first reported by NBC4, but now the Daily News says top Adams advisor Frank Carone has told them that the mayor plans to commission an internal poll that he will use to decide. There have been multiple reports that he's been in talks for a possible job either in the Trump administration or the private sector. No word on when that poll might be done. It is murder, robbery, and other charges, and no bail for the Bronx man accused in the stabbing and arson deaths of a couple in their home in Belrose, Queens.
Evidence from the Queens DA's office shows Jamel McGriff 3 hours after he allegedly killed Frank and Maureen Olton in Macy's at Herald Square, buying $500 of luxury clothing with the Olton's credit card, followed by going to the movies and pawning their cell phones. When McGriff was spotted by police on body cam footage, he shouted, "I'll admit it, I killed them. I don't give a, I killed them, I burnt them." The prosecution says McGriff is a major flight risk with a history of violent behavior. They say he hasn't stopped since he was a teen. He's due back in Queens Criminal Court on the 16th. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Kew Gardens, Queens.
Imagine waking up in the middle of the night to find a stranger in your bed. That's what cops say happened to a 71-year-old woman in Cypress Hills as 43-year-old Servin Mara Diaga allegedly snuck through the kitchen window of her apartment on Berryman Street and Liberty Avenue and then went into her bedroom and attacked her. He was arrested yesterday. He's charged with, among other counts, rape, burglary, and criminal obstruction of breathing. The New York City Council Committee on Consumer and Worker Protection to take a look today on a bill designed to better protect app-based delivery workers in the city. Councilmember Justin Brannon spoke to 1010 Winds.
Workers can be deactivated instantly without warning, without any explanation, without any appeal, and it's wrong. And we believe that these apps are taking advantage of workers.
His bill would require companies like Grubhub, DoorDash, and Uber Eats to adopt clear deactivation policies and share that ahead of time. So if they deactivate someone, they would have to provide actual evidence that the rules were broken.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.